Right, it's 12 minutes past 8.
The Chris Moyle Show. Today with Dizzy Rascal. International Radio.
He has his own jingle, just Dizzy Rascal. Here is Dizzy Rascal.
Morning, sir.
Hello.
Hey, Dizzy, how are you?
Good to see you, man.
You look good.
Threatened to kick my ass.
No. That's if you got swine flu.
Oh, so if I've got swine flu. If I've got swine flu, you won't have to kick my ass.
Well, that's true. The pigs have done that. You're very ill. How are you feeling? I'm Joe's show. How are you feeling now?
I'm all right now, man. Yeah? I've still got a little cough for that. It's not swine flu, though.
Sometimes.
You have to heave in sometimes.
Well, hi, welcome. You don't have to stand up, you can sit down. Dave sits down because he's lazy. I stand up.
I'm hyped, man. You got me up at like 4 in this morning. I'm hyped now, man. I'll make the most of it.
What time do you normally get up in the morning?
About 8. I'm quite good with it, actually.
Really?
About 8, 9.
That is good.
Oi!
Oi! That's it, Dizzy Rascal.
It's me, mate. What's going on?
I'm doing a sound clash at the big weekend with Westwood.
I heard. So. I've been listening to the show this morning.
Yeah. I might drop that in.
Good luck, man.
Hey!
I think that'll work.
Yeah.
You might drop it before you. Have that.
Good point.
Play it first, then.
I'll play it first.
Play it first.
Well, we'll see. No, you need to kind of drop it in the middle and, you know. Oh, but look, don't worry about that.
You got it locked.
I've got all my tracks ready. I just need to work out in what order I'm going to play them.
Right. Cool.
Westwood is going to go down like an old man. He's going to go down like a sack of spuds.
Pause!
Oi! Westwood.
He's going to buy you a car.
Yeah, Westwood says if I beat him in a sound clash, he's going to give me one of his cars.
Wicked.
But I don't know. If he's got some old beaten up Fiesta in the garage, that's
no,
what I'm
going to
get.
No, we're rolling back in one of his 24-inch rides. Mm. Something like that.
He's got the big rims.
Yo, dog paws.
You knew that. You know Westwood, right?
Yeah.
He's been a big supporter of yours.
No, he ain't.
Huh?
No, he ain't.
Has he not?
No.
Westwood?
No. He's a bit on and off-ish. Like, one minute he's cool, and then he could slag me off on radio as well. But we're all cool now, we're all right.
Oh, I'm glad I brought that up.
Mm. There you go.
Note to self. Research notes.
Yeah. Oh, I'm glad I opened that can of worms. Yeah. Hello.
What's happening?
Jonathan Ross is a big fan.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
I met you at his party.
That's where we met. Dizzy Rascal and I met at Jonathan Ross's fancy dress Halloween party. It was a very weird evening.
An odd world you live in.
Were you like Dracula?
I was supposed to be the Grim Reaper.
That was it.
But we got there late. The suit. How about this? The people didn't wash the suit for ages, so I was sneezing, trying to hold it down, and like I had that big
it's a big round thing.
So I was walking down Deptford with that, and people weren't taking too well to it. I looked like an idiot.
But you know, you can walk anywhere with something like that. No one's going to really bother you with a massive, great big stick.
Yeah,
I was dressed as like a waiter with a white face.
Well, you were.
I thought you were Uncle Fester. I thought that's what he's going
to. Yeah, but like with hair. So I was getting kind of didn't. I didn't because we weren't going to go because it was fancy dress and we didn't have anything. And Halloween, everywhere was sold out.
But you looked like you just had some sort of baking accident and there'd been an explosion in the kitchen.
I thought I looked all right though. Sophie just did the makeup. She just put it on. She looked really scary. But who was that woman you were with that night? Is that your woman?
Nah.
No, that was somebody else's woman.
I'm trying to make that my woman. No.
What, the one you were with?
The one I was with, yeah.
Dude, that was October.
No.
How slow are you?
Tell me about it.
You're still trying to get the same woman in October? Mate, she's all right, man. You're still trying to get her. It's over.
Mm. Oh, no. My Mac and Games week right now. I'm sorry.
So what? So you single now?
I am right now. Okay. Yeah. You got any girls for me? What's that, dude?
No, you wouldn't like my shit. I don't share.
Oh, it's like that, yeah?
Yeah.
Alright.
It's like that.
Be like that then, cool.
You need to get your own woman.
Alright, sorry.
There's not enough Chris to go around. Not these days. But you're not trying to get with that woman, are you?
Is
that
joking, I'm joking.
Oh, okay, she's just a friend.
Yeah
or whatever.
Why you ask then? You know what time it is.
You should have women hanging off you. What's the story? Why?
Who's to say I ain't?
You, I can tell.
You can tell I haven't?
Yeah, I can tell that you. I can tell that you strike me as a one woman man.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God, if I was you, I'd have 7 women a week.
7?
Different woman every day.
It's a lot of work to put in, man.
Well, yeah, there is that.
Mm.
Yeah.
There's a lot.
I'd be like that.
But, yo, in an ideal world...
I'm Dizzy Rascal. I can't just get with one woman. I can't tie myself down. I'm Dizzy Rascal. Oi! That's what I'll be doing. Maybe that's why you're Dizzy Rascal.
I'm going to try that and see if that works.
You do. And if it doesn't work, it was Dave's idea.
It wasn't my idea.
Yeah. Looking forward to the big weekend?
Definitely. I did it a couple of years ago.
Wasn't it?
Yeah, it was in Preston. Yeah. It was just the vibe. Second to none.
It's going to be really, really good. I think it's going to be a really good crowd this year. I just got a really good feeling. And there's some really good acts on the lineup, some good bands on there. You know, I'm on stage.
Right. Yeah, he's got the Sound Clash as well.
Yeah, we've got the Sound Clash, but I'm on the main stage.
Why are you doing it big?
What? Yeah, I've got a band.
Okay,
all right.
I've heard some of the jingles as well, though. You're putting in work, man.
Hey, did you hear your jingle? You were probably walking in. I don't know if I heard this. He's got the swine flu again.
Don't tell people that, man. They'll start believing it.
Everybody cover their mouths. Dizzy Rascal's got pig flu.
All these people in the front row at the audience, all with the masks on. You know those decorators' masks.
Stop
you can
it.
Buy.
When you see Dizzy Rascal at the weekend, you've got to cover your mouth.
What happened to bird flu anyway, man? It's all swine flu.
Bird flu, the flu away. It's all the pigs now. Right, here we go. Listen to this.
Today with Dizzy Rascal, International Radio
1.
There you are.
I want to sample that. Dizzy Rascal.
You can have that. Bit.
Yeah, man.
You can have that. Right. Who are you looking forward to seeing at the big weekend? You want me to throw some names at you?
Go to.
Because I'd be interested to hear what you think about some of the acts. Right. So let's go through Saturday, right? Snow Patrol. Did I do anything for you at all?
I like the name.
Kasabian.
I've heard of them.
Yeah. The Script.
I've heard of them too.
Right.
Wait, I think I might know a couple. All these people, I might know a couple of their songs if I heard them, if you showed me them, yeah.
Calvin Harris.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, he's a nobody.
Big man on campus.
No one, man.
No one's. Number one. It's just number one. That's
apart
all.
From that, though.
Apart from that, yeah.
You should work with him. It'd be good.
Yeah.
I don't think it would.
No.
Nah.
The Wombats.
Nope.
Right. Daniel Merriweather.
I've known him for a few years actually.
Daniel.
Yeah.
He's got a good set of pipes on me. He used to sing.
He used to sing with Mark Ronson. I was touring with Justin Timberlake like 5 years ago or something. He brought him over there. It's cool.
The Saturdays.
There's
them 5 fit girls.
Yeah, they're quite nice.
You should be all over the Saturdays.
Why?
Because they're fit.
So?
You need to get yourself a woman. Stop messing around.
Listen, I might have a few.
Stop chasing.
I think that's the problem.
You don't. I'm looking at... Look, he knows.
He's looking around.
Who's that?
Listen, do not want to test my Mac and game on radio, man.
He hasn't got anything. He's got nothing going on, has he?
I've got nothing going on.
He's shaking his head. He knows.
Paddy says there's nothing going on. It must be true.
There you go. Paddy says nothing going on. What's that? What are you saying, Paddy? He can't get himself a woman. Is that what you're saying?
I got to get myself your woman.
You met my woman. Mind you, when you met her, she looked dead. So I don't think it wasn't a good look. She had a white face and she had fake blood coming out of her mouth. It's never a good look for a woman.
Not a good look. Who else then?
Alright, so that's Saturday. Basement Jacks play Saturday as well.
Oh yeah, I've seen
you
gotta
be Basement Jacks, man. Right?
Good to see you.
Dead Mouse. Have you heard that song?
No. What song is it?
I remember.
And you recognise it from the radio.
Hang on a second. This one.
You playing this earlier on, innit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, that's good. Something tells me we put Dizzy on the wrong day. Right, so then this is...
It's never the wrong day to put me on, man.
No, but I mean for the rest of the lineup.
On the Saturday. Don't worry about all that, man. The show will be live. Trust me, I'm doing a few things.
I know, but new album. I feel sorry for you. You're going to be stuck in your dressing room because every band on here, you can't stand.
It's not that I can't stand them. I'm pretty much like that anyway. I'm an in and out guy. I come and do my thing. I pretty much move anyway.
You're not going to hang out? Come and hang out.
I'll come and say hello to you.
Yeah, come and say hello.
I mean, thanks for the invite. It's all good.
You're more than welcome. Right, Sunday then.
Yeah.
Prodigy.
Ah, definite.
No, I know.
I'm not going to be there, but I've just come off tour with them, so I know how serious it is.
You're not there for Sunday?
Sunday is day of rest and all that.
Paddy. He wants to stay for the Sunday. Fix it, right? Get a couple of women sorted while you're at it. Come on.
You better come off this whip if you when we start pulling out names and stuff. Yeah.
All right.
He might have a whole minibus outside for all you know.
Also, stop treating women like they're pieces of meat.
Exactly,
damn
man.
Right.
Yeah, man. So sort it out, man.
You
what kind
be
of this?
Of yourself.
7 million listeners aside, 7. Like that, man. 7.7. Oh,
I'm
sorry.
That's right. Don't forget the 0.7.
0.7 and them have got to be women.
Except for a few girls are texting in saying they like you.
Who, him?
What, Dizzy?
No, you.
Oh, there you go. Oh, that's all good. We love the ladies, man. That's all good.
If anybody would like to, if any women are listening and they like the sound of Dizzy, then why not text in? 81199.
Boobs is what they want.
It's true. Get busy with Dizzy. Boobs,
send in a picture. Send in a picture to Dizzy. He might be able to cure his swine flu.
Or something else.
Oi!
Oi!
Right, hey, back to the lineup. Right, Sunday. So, Prodigy, yeah. Lily Allen.
Lily Allen, I ain't seen her for a little while, but I definitely the prodigy. Like I've just come off tour with them, and that show inspired me.
Yeah, I heard you raving about them the other day.
Mm.
I also heard you raving about Rage Against the Machine on Joe's show.
Very serious, yeah.
Very good. Right, Akon.
Akon, was it? Convict. I like
Lonely.
You get it? Yeah.
God, Lonely. That one.
Alicia Dixon. N-dubs.
Nah.
That's them.
Take number one, see?
Yeah, that's the main stage.
Tinchy Strider's going to be there as well, isn't he?
Chasing Status.
I like them. I love that track that Snoop Dogg done his thing on recently. It's the one of them dubstep tunes. You probably ain't know.
I have no idea what that is. I'll be honest with you. I could lie, but I don't.
Snoop Dogg Millionaire. That's
what I said. I love that.
Yeah.
Right. It's my favourite one.
Massive.
It's my favourite track. I've got it right now on 7-inch vinyl.
You play it in your Jeep, don't you?
Yeah. I don't have a Jeep. Right, let's play record.
Yeah.
Okay, what should we play? Hey, what about this? Look at this.
Oi!
Yeah. Yeah, you're cutting it. Yeah.
See, that would sound, on stage live, that would sound amazing.
With the echo.
Yeah, you're doing your thing, right?
I might have to do it a little bit better than that, obviously, but, you know. By the way, this song's pretty massive. The crowd are going to go mental when this comes on. You know that, don't you?
Yeah, of course. The climax.
Right, 824, it's Dizzy Rascal.
I win. Don't be big and bonkers.
Dizzy Rascal. That's all his own work. It's all Dizzy Rascal's work. I bet at the end, that's what he did. Hey, Dizzy.
This guy's tried it constantly. He's constantly tried it.
You love it.
I do.
Mandy on the A1 says, Dizzy, my 38 J's will cure that swine flu. Don't worry about it.
Yum, yum.
Oi! Lovely
job.
I was at the Dizzy and Prodigy tour at Wembley. Big shout, says Shane. Rachel was at that. You loved that.
It was
that,
brilliant.
You were raving about it.
It was. It was one of the best gigs because you were brilliant. I sound like a
Prodigy. You're old enough to be your dad, Dizzy.
Not quite.
Maybe.
You're
old.
But that's some cool dads to have, though.
Well, yeah.
That whole night was amazing. It's going to be brilliant.
It went nice. I got ill. On the very last night, very bad. Well, a little bit worse than that. Nah, it was waterfalls and all that.
Oh, well, that's nice.
It was a very hot.
For anyone eating their breakfast right now,
8:28.
Yeah,
I love Dizzy. I saw him at V. I can't wait to see him this year. See you there, Dizzy. Dizzy is buff, says Laura from Brentwood.
Hello,
Dizzy Rascal. Hello.
Hello,
Dizzy Rascal. I think you're well fit from Fee. This is my favourite one. I have a nurse's uniform if Dizzy needs help with his flu, says Jen.
Says Brian in Coventry.
No, that's not Brian, it's Jen. It's from a woman.
Wicked.
I'll pass all these numbers on to Paddy. That's what probably what I'll do.
He gets all the fun, man. He always gets the numbers, man. You know, big up, Cage. What's happening, big man?
That's because you've got to do all the work.
I have. I've got to do all I do is work.
What does Paddy do?
No, Dre. Huh?
What does he do? What does Paddy do?
Nothing.
There you go. Look at that.
Useless.
Why do you have these people on the payroll?
Does his rave. We got all the raving, massive sing. or the Junglist crew?
See, I have no idea what Dizzy's saying, but nothing. I like him. I think he's a nice guy. But I Paddy, seriously, Paddy, you have no idea what he says half the time.
No one knows what I say half the time.
What was that? That was just, it's just like a yell.
Look at this guy, man. I'm really going to rush you in a minute.
He's just saying he's
going to get past Rachel.
All his energy not to come over there and clout you.
Here we go.
He's quick on the ball as well. You're quick off the mark.
What do you think of my outfit today?
It's crap.
I'm wearing a suit jacket. I'm wearing a Stella McCartney t-shirt. I look good. I look better than Paddy.
Ah,
seriously, it looks like it's just
he's got
the
street uniform on.
Street uniform?
Yeah, he's got a black hoodie. He's got some black trainers.
Really? No.
We got him a fade last week. We'll get him a fade haircut. It looked good. Got him a John B.
A John B?
Mm. Yeah,
John Barrowman haircut.
That's what it is. They're known as a John B on the street.
When you get the shape up around, you know, the beard shape up.
And when you trim the beard.
Lands. Yeah, John B. I call it
like
John B.
Like John Barrowman?
Yeah.
Right.
Nah, man, like John B, the singer. The R&B singer, you know. There you go. Yeah.
I have no idea.
Are you still down?
No, what are you talking about?
It's a bit like Bo Selector.
Yes. I don't know what you're saying.
Hey, David.
You ever met Craig David? Ever met him?
Nah. Big up Craig David. I broke into one of his concerts when I was younger. It was in London Arena. Yeah, it used to be a bag of us. Anything that there was at the London Arena, we used to break the door down, 30 of us, then used to have to run past the guards and then like get in the stands, hide behind the seats until the lights went off and the show started. And 10 of us would normally make it in, the rest would get filtered out. And went to a few shows, Smash It, Paul Winners Parties, Eminem, went to lots of them.
Shania Twain.
It's closed down now. Good times, man. Good times.
Oh, what a gig.
Yeah. There you go.
Guys, what are you doing? Smash It, Paul Winners Party. Let's go.
Let's go. Nothing to do. It's London Arena's big event. Yo, why not?
Celine Dion, Hammersmith Apollo.
Come on, let's go. Barry Manilow's in town. Bring the door down.
R. Kelly. Went to see R. Kelly. That was good.
Was that good?
Yeah, it was.
He's a funny man, R. Kelly. all right, well, look. We're going to break for the news, but I could sit and talk to you all day. I don't necessarily kind of, you know, want to talk about. Paddy, shut up, man. Right, Dizzy Rascal is here. Hey!
What's that about?
That's what you do on the trap. Hey! Oh, nice. Bless you.
Lovely jubbly.
Yeah. Hello, ladies.
What's going on, love?
Hey! That's what you do when I'm listening to
them.
I just skipped the CD from banging on the desk too.
Yeah, we better practice for your sound clash. Can't be doing that.
No, tell me about it.
Oh, okay, yeah, there you go. Right. Yeah. Enough.
Okay. The sound clash is going to be great. It's a shame you're going to miss it.
It's real
all
shame.
The hits of the day.
Two step.
Got it. This is going to go down a storm, Dave. You wait till I drop this.
It's going to be fat.
Earth, Wind and Fire.
You've got to do the two step to it as well.
Westwood's a dead man. He's a dead man.
He is going to go home with his ass in a sling.
I just love the dance off between you and Dizzy. It's brilliant.
Dizzy just got so low, he disappeared on the desk.
That's why I need him now. I need low. Him. He could be my Bez.
I did that with Jonathan Ross. You know, Jonathan Ross gave. We had a dance off on his show. It's coming on Friday. It's going to be on. It's going to be tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh, you do that the other week?
Show. Yeah.
Oh, okay, all right then.
So watch out for that. We have a high pitch one there, boy.
That's what he does all the time, makes that noise.
I'm out of town and all I got is I'm out of town and all
you're giving away the game, son. You got to hold back.
Westbrook can't compete with this. I've got the power of Dizzy Rascal behind me. He won't be there, but, you know.
In mind, he'll be there.
He'll be gone home by then. I'm like Calvin Harris, but for a new generation. So, Dominic, do you want to explain this thing to Dizzy?
Yeah. Even though my wife's due to have another baby, we've got two.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
It's not his.
It is mine. Shush. She's listening. Right. We have two children already, and I have a 3-year-old daughter called Xanthi, who has started singing Bonkers and running around the kitchen. So my wife, Nick, asked her to leave a message on my phone with her singing it.
Okay.
So she's going to sing it to you, Dizzy Rascal. There's not much of it, but here we go.
Some people think I'm bonkers. Some people think I'm bonkers. Love you, Daddy.
Ah. Nice. That's just
clap
for you,
everybody,
Dizzy.
Everybody clap, man.
Yeah.
Everyone clap.
All right. Seriously. Are you trying
it's
to
the
get
kids,
a gig
man. It's the youth, man. You know what I mean?
Some people think I'm bonkers.
Can I just say, though, how old is she?
Three and a bit.
I don't want to take anything away from her.
Yes.
But she does get the lyrics wrong.
Well, she didn't put the next bit in.
Yeah, she didn't. Some people think I'm bonkers. Some people, you just repeated it.
Yeah.
She was doing it for free, so.
Yeah. Exactly. She was just freestyling in our kitchen.
Every bass line is maggot. Once she gets into that bit, she's brilliant. She's proper.
Every bass line is what?
Every bass line is something.
Baggot.
It's baguette.
Baguette?
Yeah. Right. Every bass line is
French
baguette.
Bread.
That's right.
She hasn't done a baguette bit.
Oi! French bread? Baguette! Wow. Oh. I've no idea.
Yeah.
I tell you what else I'm thinking about dropping it. Because the thing is, when you're doing the sound clash with Westwood, you need to play, right, so dance stuff or rap stuff or hip-hop. I need to find something which is all of those things in one track. And I think I've found it, Dave, with this.
You know it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Taking it back, though.
Check out that dance floor, Dave.
Get real with the fever on the dance floor.
He won't know how to handle this.
He won't know what to do.
I might need to get some beats from you, you know?
Oh, no worries.
Now who got the fever for the flame? Who can think the way that I flex on a track? Conclusion rampage.
Why are you pulling a face?
I love that.
This is classic. And trance, staying alive. It's brilliant.
That's all right, still.
That was Ricardo DeForce rapping.
Ricardo DeForce.
Don't know who those.
That's Ricardo DeForce.
Ricky Rick on point with the knife I stop for my lip. They be rolling the mad joints.
Look like you're gonna hurt someone.
Is he still with us, Ricardo DeForce?
I hope so.
Ricardo DeForce was KLF. Was that the KLF track?
Was he? Same one.
Almost certain.
I think he's probably working in Germany at the moment.
Yeah, for sure.
French bread looks sharp.
I'm talking about the dude with the box, yeah?
Oh, I don't know.
That was Turbo B.
Is it?
From Snap.
Yeah, Turbo B. He had a John Barrowman haircut. The JB.
No. Oh, John B, son.
All right, whatever.
It's a different John B.
Tonight.
He had a James Brown haircut. The JB. I'm getting down with the
You're getting on my nerves.
Told you he's gonna batter you. He told you that before.
Yeah. He ain't gonna batter me.
I'll knock you right out.
When the microphone's off, Dizzy's like this. I tell you what, Chris, is there any chance for an Earl Grey?
An Earl Grey.
And I go, Dizzy, the mic's gonna be on in a minute. He goes, let me get into character.
And a copy of the Rob Report.
You should have your own show. Get your own show on Radio 1.
I've been thinking about it. We'll see how this one goes today.
Yeah.
See if I don't get banned from radio or something.
Put you on the weekends.
On the weekends?
Yeah.
I want your show.
You ain't going to get it.
Well,
do you know why?
I'll fight you for it.
You know why? Because this house ain't for sale.
This house ain't for sale.
No way.
Wow, sorry.
Check it. Go outside, come back in again. Have a look above the door. See whose name it is. You'll find it's my name.
All right, you've stated, you know what I mean? You're big.
I ain't going anywhere. Shut that door. I'm staying.
He'll just rush the fire exit there with 30 mates like he did at the Docklands Arena.
Yeah, that's true.
You'll go nowhere.
It's the pole winners party all over again.
See what I've done there, Dave? Dizzy.
I've never heard this before. And it's you, girl,
making it spin. They call him Dizzy. Hey, Dizzy, get back in here. Listen, this is what you should do on your set on Saturday.
Don't talk to me like that.
Dizzy.
Don't talk to who like that?
Dizzy, come here.
Get back on the microphone. Do as you're told.
I'll do that right now. I'm so sorry. I thought about sampling this, but it was just so crap that we had to just leave it.
Really?
We tried, yeah.
Didn't work.
We hooked up the bit where it goes, Dizzy! Is this the Spin Doctors one, or is it the original one?
This is the Vic Reeves.
The Wonder Stuff.
Vic Reeves, oh, right. There's been a few, innit?
Yeah, yeah. I think Tommy Rowe did the original. I think.
Really?
I think
it was that one. It's the old one.
Yeah.
Anyway,
it's a little bit slower.
That one.
Yeah.
It sounded a bit more breakbeaty. This one sounds got a lot more instruments in it.
It's got a Wonder Stuff feel. Oh my God, I love Dizzy so much, says Laura. Can you get Dizzy Rascal to do a freestyle for us, says Jason. See, that's the thing is, I don't know how you're feeling with the voice. How is the voice?
Nah, I need to save it.
You saving it?
Come to the Radio 1 big weekend, though. And we've got a lot there. What's that? What's that? Is that a chicken?
No, I'm just saying. I'm just making a noise. You're right, Paddy. I knew you wouldn't do it.
I'm feeling the tension.
So why do you ask then?
Because I thought you might do it. I thought you might, you know.
I've got some balls.
Oh, I ain't got no balls. Hey, boom.
I'm sorry.
Boom, boom.
Nah, I would freestyle, but I don't really do freestyle.
To be fair to you, I'm only messing because I know you're not well. We were playing these clips earlier. This is on Monday, Bank Holiday Monday. He was in with Joe Wiley.
Okay, yeah.
And this is what he sounded like. Well, it's not just what he sounded like. This, but
so you're a bit poorly today.
Yeah, I've got a bit of a cough.
Tash and Pitt next on Radio 1. This is The Reeling. He's going through his phone now. Numbers.
I'm due an upgrade.
You sound really rough. Mm.
No, it was a bit messed up still.
Did you get an upgrade for your phone?
What?
You said you're due an upgrade on your phone.
I ain't got one yet, man. I need to get a new one. It's still a BlackBerry, isn't it? All right.
I'm an iPhone.
Oh?
We go with the iPhone. It's good.
I don't know, man. I've heard the new BlackBerry's all right.
Yeah, but
I think we should both be getting paid for this advertisement as well, though, to be fair. So, yeah, iPhone, BlackBerry, holler at me, innit?
Yeah, but look, the iPhone's sexy. Look at that. That's sexy. Look.
I don't know, man. The BlackBerry does this.
I like the iPhone because a few years ago, I used to have another phone and the battery, I dropped it so many times the back would fall off. So
right,
I used to have my girlfriend's hairband wrapped around it so the battery wouldn't fall out.
That's cute, man.
And I used to think it was a really bad look. And somebody the other day wanted a photo with me and he took his phone out and he had a hairband wrapped around his phone. I'm like, I used to have one of them.
You're wicked.
Mm. Yeah, thanks.
Doing it big, mate.
Great story, thanks.
Yeah.
It was one of your hairbands when you had a ponytail.
It was a long time ago. It was a long time ago.
Yeah.
I had a ponytail for a while.
Paddy had a ponytail.
Yeah.
Did he?
We got Paddy.
Yeah.
Putting him on blast right now.
You know who Paddy looks like?
Who?
Looks like Nigel Martin, the former Leeds United and Everton goalkeeper.
He does a little bit.
Looks like Jason Stratham. Jason Stratham.
Jason Statham,
yeah.
Statham. I don't know how you say it.
Nah.
Have you seen Crank 2? I watched Crank 2 yesterday.
I've never seen Crank 1.
Oh, you need to see it.
I've never seen Crank 1.
You need to see it. It's a good film, man.
Although, I'm waiting for Crank 3.
All right.
Yeah, the one where they go to Moscow.
Crank 3, Mission to Moscow.
It's just somewhere to go.
I don't know. I don't know.
All right, then.
I can't wait to hang out with Dizzy at the big weekend on Saturday.
It's going
to
be loud, man. We should go raving, man. Let's go jungle raving.
You know you've got to be careful with when you perform on stage because you've always got to be aware of the lineup to make sure that the act on before you is killer. Because you don't want an act on before you that's weak.
I don't ever think about who's on before me or after me, unless I'm supporting someone like the Prodigy the other day. I know that I need to get the crowd hyped for them. Mm. But other than that, I don't care.
That crowd is going to be bouncing because the act on before you is me.
Oh, okay.
So, what do you mean by that? Oh, okay.
No, I mean, okay, miss. I'm being submissive, man. I don't want no trouble, man. Please.
It's going to be great.
It is.
Maybe jump over there and open up a six-pack of Whoopass.
Exactly. That's why I'm... Let me lower my voice if you want some more.
That's a lot about it. You don't have to go high-pitched. You don't have to do that.
This guy, I'm going
to... So it's us. You love me. You love me, you big liar.
I am.
So it's going to be us and then you. Now, that is going to be one...
It's going to be large.
That's going to be one solid... Mm. Hour. We're only allowed to do 15 minutes.
Wicked.
And you know what? It's probably plenty.
But with all them mashups there that you've got, I see them mashups you've got in them tunes there, that's probably enough.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Oi!
There you go. I'm all ready. I'm all ready for the mashup.
You're not doing the mashups, though.
See, Dizzy's liking all the stuff I'm going with. Look at him, look.
I could bust a little two-step to it, man. You're groovy, man. You've got style, man. Yes, but what was that you just did there? He just did some next shuffle. What? Yeah.
I'm moving, Dave. I'm going to do a spin.
Yeah, what? Look, I'm doing a willy bounce. You did a willy bounce.
I have no idea what that is.
Shut up, pal.
Lord of mercy.
Lord of mercy. But see, I'm not that
fast. Yo.
We'll be burning.
Anyway, that'll do. See, now look, you should be there. You're gonna miss this on Sunday.
I know.
Stay. Why don't you just stay?
I might have to stay.
Get yourself a hotel room in Swindon. We'll go out. We'll paint the town red in Swindon.
Can Radio 1 pay for it?
Oh, well, actually, now they say that, I'm
going to
be honest.
We could probably get you a tent backstage.
Hey, listen, just
don't really do tents.
Just don't leave your dressing room. We will lay on for you, as you know with Radio 1, a luxurious porter cabin.
Yeah.
For you to chill out in before you go on stage.
Can I get heat in this time?
Are we pretty, don't push it. Mm. Oh, really. Exactly. There's a recession on, Dizzy. I don't know if we can afford the electricity.
No, I'm lost.
Well, just shut the window. I think that didn't last year. They have carpets in the porter cabin. You might be impressed this year. They dressed in
I didn't get no carpet.
No, I know. A few years ago, it used to be the dressing rooms were porter cabins. And when I say porter cabin, you know, like in EastEnders where the car lot is? Mm. It's like that. But I think they're dressed up now. I think they'll be nice.
It gets better every year.
Yeah, just it does.
We could try and find you a portable fan heater from somewhere.
Right. Borrow one from Lily Allen.
Tell you what, I'll get a couple of fat guys out the crowd, right? Get them to run around in circles and then just sit in the corner. The body heat from there will heat the porter cabin up.
Boom. It's worked before.
Why not? Right, what should we play now? Let's play this track.
Play some jungle, man.
Yeah. I've got loads of jungle. Dave, can you go to my record
box? Is it under
box?
J for
it's,
jungle?
It says jungle on the front in big letters. And there's a picture of a lion.
Right. And the box is massive, isn't it?
Yes,
the jungle box is massive.
God. That's why the lions and tigers got lost, isn't it, Dizzy? Because
jungle is massive.
That's right, yeah. Where's your rascal? Rascal! Bet that I can make you believe in love and sex and magic. You like that track?
I love it. I like her. She's hot.
Yeah?
Yeah, man.
She's coming to the big weekend on Sunday. She's not really.
No.
Just saying that to make you stay.
I can't find your massive jungle box.
No.
Did you leave it
at
home?
Where's my massive jungle box of jungle records?
The one with the lions and the tigers on the front.
Sorry, it is.
That's Paddy. Paddy knows where it is.
Paddy, yeah, he doesn't know anything. Look at him. What a big dope.
It's my boy, man. He'll get
is he going to be there on Saturday?
Not after this show.
Coming on Saturday.
You just called him a big dope.
Who called him that?
You did.
I never said. No, I said he's the big daddy. That's what I said.
Oh.
Something wrong with this mic.
Oh, hello. The big daddy, is he?
Hello.
Oh.
Hello, Dizzy Rascal here.
Hey.
How are you all?
I'm grand. What?
What are you starting with on Saturday, the big weekend? You know what your track list is?
I can't tell you.
Really?
No.
You got some new stuff?
I'm going to be playing new stuff off the album, a couple tunes, yeah. I'm not making it sound too exciting it's going to be large, trust me.
I like it when artists have new stuff to perform because they get really excited but they get a bit nervous because they don't know how it's going to go down. But
no, we've been trying it out, yeah. So like it's gone down well. And where the set is, like it's like 35 minutes, 30 minutes, something like that. So it is really just hit after hit after hit, all just crammed up.
You get 35 minutes, we got 15 minutes, what's going on there?
I'm sorry. You have to chat to someone.
That's because he's 20 minutes better than us.
He's got more material.
Or you can come on. You could come on in the middle of my set.
Nah, I don't want to.
You can replace Calvin Harris.
I'll do that.
Carrie could do that.
You're a better dancer.
Yeah, Carrie could come on. Be Camilla Rice.
Oh yeah. So when I want a toilet break.
Exactly halfway through. You know, if you need to go off.
Yeah.
Where's Camilla Rice? I want to play Camilla Rice. It's not Dance For Me, is it?
Do I
get paid for that version? Though?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, wicked.
Did you write it?
I did, yeah.
Yeah, then your name goes down. When we play the parodies, you get the PRS.
Lovely jubbly.
That's how we never get sued.
That's good. I encourage more people to follow in the footsteps of Camilla Rice.
Yeah, feel free to do your stuff with his work as long as he gets paid.
It's all for a good cause.
Here we go.
What's up, darling? I've been keeping my eye on your movements. I can't see no room for improvement. And while you're all over there on your Jack Jones, you need to let me get behind your backbones. 'Cause I'm the girl for the job, let me work it. I won't waste no time, I'll make it worth it. 100%, I'll make it perfect. You've got a body to die for, let me murk it. Now it's murder on the dance floor. I wanna take this further than the dance floor. Ain't force-filled, but I'm still hardcore. You're gonna give me everything I ask for. It's not a long ting, you're the boom ting. Maybe more than a hotel room.
Boom ting. Boom ting.
I never know if I just walk past. I really wanna dance, so I guess I'll just go.
Do you like that?
The boom ting.
That's what she said.
She performed.
That's how it is, not boom ting no more, it's the boom ting.
She did this at my wedding.
Massive.
Come and dance with me. Come and dance with me.
Come and dance with me.
That's much more inviting than mine. Come and dance with me.
Come and dance with me.
Come and dance with me.
It's like the posh version.
I like that. I do like that. There's room for
like that.
What's happening? She's coming in now. What's going on?
Tell her you hate it, scare her.
I love it.
It's the boom thing.
I just want to say sorry. I really feel like I have to apologise.
Can you say boom thing, please?
Boom thing.
Yeah.
I see a guest appearance, Carrie. Yeah, sample that. There you go. Got it right there.
Someone's probably done it already.
Dizzy Rascal is going to be performing on Saturday at the One Big Weekend, which you'll be able to hear on Radio 1. You'll be able to see it on the Red Button. You'll be able to see it on BBC 3. There'll be also stuff on the website. You can't escape it, even if you don't have tickets. And if you do have tickets, he's on... I think that's right. I think it's us on stage and then you. What an hour that is going to be. What an hour of entertainment. Massive. Me and then Dizzy Rascal.
Doesn't get better than that.
Doesn't get any better than that. Colin Harris will be ruining it. But, you know, he's wearing them silly shades that he wears or whatever. No, he's going to... Well, he'll have them on, won't he? Dresses like he got dressed in the dark. It's going to
be... Leave Calvin alone, man.
Nobody messes.
He's special.
I know. have a great time. Listen, rest your voice between now and Saturday.
I will do.
What are you doing for the rest of the day? You working?
Oh, no, I've got to perform, actually. I can't rest my voice.
Where?
I just realised. I've got to do
tonight?
Sound. I've got to do sound.
Oh, at the BBC?
Yeah.
No, that's all right. Yeah. Well, then just, you know, don't... Just one take.
Hopefully.
If they say do it again, just say no.
But it depends, yeah.
You go, I will. Hey! No! Ha! Got a bad voice. Pig flu. Swine.
Yes,
oh, you know he's going to ban us from the side of the stage when he's on.
Absolutely.
He'll come and stand and wave.
I love it. Big up everyone listening, yeah. Big up all the Radio 1 massive, yeah. Bonkers, May 18th. Don't get it twisted there. It stacks the label.
You know he's going to get a number one, don't you?
I've heard the bookies have stopped taking books because there's just so...
I'm not kissing your ass. It's a great, great track. I don't know anybody who doesn't like it. It's great.
Thank you, man. Big up Armand Van Hilden and that as well.
Mm. Yeah. Armand.
Big up Cage.
Nicholas. Big up Paddy. Oh,
big up all the Chatham massive scene. Medway, done now.
That's right. Mm.
Chatham.
That's right. All right, that'll do. Oh, hang on. What are we doing here? I'm pressing everything. Dizzy Rascal, ladies and gentlemen. Big weekend. Thank you.